This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Soybeans can get a lot of different diseases. Many of them look similar, and many of them start beneath the ground on the roots where it is hard to see what is going on. We are getting into the season where soybean diseases are becoming more apparent as certain parts of the fields aren't canopying like everything else. However, some diseases start right at germination, while some don't take off until pod billing. In this report, we are going to cover a few of the more common diseases that infect soybeans. Going in order of timing when soybeans are infected, we can start off with the soybean diseases of Polythrum and Syconium. These diseases survive in commonly flooded soils that kill the seedling before it has very many leaves. It operates by zoospores, which are spores that can swim, seek out, and infect young seedlings. The infected plant releases more zoospores as it dies, and the spores survive in the soil until next time soybeans are planted. The best way to defend against this disease is seed treatment. Fusarium rot is similar to Pythium and Zycotinia in that it can kill young plants and is a fungus that lives in the soil from year to year. However, Fusarium is a very common disease that can infect soybeans either as seedlings or later on. It can hang on for a while without fully killing the plant. Fusarium likes cool, wet soils in the early season, but then in the hot, dry conditions later on, can show up with symptoms such as scorch on the upper leaves and the yellowing lower leaves. Seed treatment can help prevent Fusarium infection during the germination and early growth. Pyphloidea is the fungal disease that can affect soybeans at any stage, from seedling to pod filling. This disease is seen on the lower stem of the soybeans as it turns dark brown. Eventually, this chokes off the upper plant, causing stunting and dying leaves. This fungus also likes wet soils, but is better managed with resistant varietal selection, though seed treatment can have some limited help. Not all soybean diseases are soil-based, though. Frog-eye leaf spot and Septoria brown spot are full of diseases. Frog-eye leaf spot can cause some serious yield loss when conditions are right with lots of small circular spots with brown edges. Frog-eye can get into the soybean pods as well. Septoria is very common, but doesn't always cause yield loss. This disease is irregular brown lesions that start on the lower canopy and works upwards during the growing season. Yield loss depends on how favorable the conditions are and how far up the canopy the fungus gets during grain fill. Kirkospora is another leaf disease that is also known as purple seed stain. You probably heard of this because last year it was a big issue that caused a lot of headaches at the elevators and ports. Charcoal rot is different from all the others, and that is worse in the dry years rather than the wet ones. Also, corn is a host of the disease. The soybean-corn rotation won't help reduce its prevalence. Charcoal rot infection starts early in the growing season, but it isn't seen until flowering. Charcoal rot causes the lower stem to turn a light gray, like charcoal, and covers it in many tiny black spots that are the fungal bodies, releasing spores. As we can see, there are plenty of fungal diseases that can affect soybeans. One thing we didn't cover, but is of a major importance, is the soybean cyst nematode and the associated sudden death syndrome. This topic really deserves its own report to be covered later. If you have any questions about soybean diseases or need me to come out and take a look at a problem area in your field, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.